What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me.
Ladies, gentlemen, this is the final Bros Tonight. I'm viral media sensation Alexander Toy.
And I'm the future of casual entertainment, Alan Moss.
Alan, when you're ready.
I can't believe I'm ready.
I'm ready because now that this season is over, I have like a free night.
I have
like
a reason to live.
I know I don't. Like, I've lost my reason to live, but it's like
I've hated this.
I've got Monday nights free to, I don't know, do another open mic or something.
I got Monday nights free to, I don't know, just sit around and
play Destiny.
Play Destiny.
Two. Destinier.
More Destiny.
More Destiny.
Destiny 2. More Destiny. You did it.
We did it. So we're here, and it's time for us to finally discuss the finale of Peter Wonderboy Weber's season of The Bachelor. Now, Alan, dramatic. Are you ready to pop the claw?
Fuck yeah.
All right. Now, full disclosure, everybody, I we don't have any actual claw today. What I bought today, I went to the bodega and I found some Corona hard seltzer.
We're getting the coronavirus, everybody.
They were selling for like nothing.
Like nothing?
It was like, yeah. It's like they're trying to just get
rid of
this.
Giving this shit away. Giving coronavirus to everybody. All right, let's do it.
One, two, three.
Oh, yeah.
Cheers.
Let's give a live taste test.
Okay, so I've got the mango flavor here.
All right. I've got the
I
popped a cherry.
I hated that. I did have a mango White Claw last night, so I want to.
Yeah, how'd you like the mango White Claw?
It was good, but I want to see how this compares taste wise.
All right. Make sure to really. Stiff head.
It doesn't have a head. You didn't pour it into anything.
The tannins are really breathing nicely.
Do you know anything about alcohol?
Do you know anything about seltzer?
But also,
I've been drinking seltzer for years.
Also, wow, this is not as good as White Claw.
Hold on, let me get a real sip. Oh, that's not good.
No.
I'm gonna rate this a 0 out of 0.
Well, that's,
it barely tastes like anything.
That's going to cause some fluctuation in the space-time calliope.
Yeah, dude. Seriously. All right. Let's do the old CW
swap-agains.
Trading spaces. Wow, the mango is so much better.
Is so much better.
Wow, that cherry is garbo.
Neither are good.
Straight garbo. The cherry is straight garbo.
Wow.
I mean, that's bad. All right. You know what? This is fine. Because these are bad seltzers for a bad fucking finale.
Yeah.
Good. This is what I deserve.
This is what Peter's finale deserves.
Yeah, you fucking loser.
So, let's talk. So, this was a two-night finale.
Great.
So, we've got 2 hours Monday, 2 hours Tuesday.
And 4 hours of my life wasted.
And then, well, more of that because we also have to record this fucking podcast.
15 hours of my life wasted.
And then even more of my life because I have to edit it and publish it like a fucking idiot.
I did bad math there. 15 was not the right answer.
No.
But I wanted to go really dramatic with it.
Fair. So we're going to do it. We have a little bit of structure today. We're going to do just like a straightforward.
Which is rare.
We haven't taken notes on
episode. Welcome to the most structureless podcast of all time.
We used to take notes. Remember we used to take notes?
Copious.
Like I
notes.
Have like a OneNote file on my, like in my computer. That's me like frantically writing notes down on like episodes from Colton season.
We need to watch it live more. Together?
Yes, absolutely.
Like, because I feel very... I actually feel like I absorbed this entire 2 episodes and I really remember everything
that
happened.
It's almost like taking notes is a good way to remember things.
It's... Remember that, kids.
Remember, kids.
Remember, kids.
Take notes.
The kids who listen to our podcast. Take notes.
Take notes.
That's a PSA from us.
Your teachers? You know, they might know a thing or two.
They might know a thing or two about a thing or two.
Yeah. Math? Sure.
Sure. That's the most ringing endorsement of math we've ever given. Math? Sure. All right.
Oh, God. One of my favorite memories from high school. I'm just going to throw this out there right now.
I want to hear everything.
I was a very decent student in high school. Not great.
I was like really fine.
Yeah, not great, but like not the worst either.
Same.
I did very well in Spanish. And yeah, I think you're pretty it good. Was I think it was partially because I was so afraid of my Spanish teacher. So like I had my laptop with me, but I actually was like taking notes on my laptop like the whole time. And everyone just assumed I was like fucking around on my computer, which like to be fair, in other classes I probably was.
I've definitely did that in college.
Yeah, no, of course. Like I would like my chemistry teacher in high school used to ask me what video game I was playing during class. It's usually Minecraft.
I'm punching the trees to get the wood.
But like I did really well on a test, and my teacher actually said at one point, he's like, no, Alex actually got the highest score on the test.
Boom!
And someone said, what do you mean? He just sits in the back on his computer all the time. And she says, yeah, apparently he's paying attention. And I just don't even look up. I just went, huh? Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
Huh?
Yes, I'm definitely paying attention.
See?
See?
I was really good at Spanish.
No, bro. I'm impressed.
I was really good at Spanish.
You know what I was really good at? I was really good at social studies.
Okay.
That was my best class.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of times where I definitely fell asleep. Sorry, Mom and Dad, they don't listen to this podcast.
No, of course not.
And I would still get hundreds on every test just because I'm like really, I was really good.
Yeah.
But like there was one class, I was like really, I don't know, how the fuck do you get hundreds on this? I'm like, because I'm smart. Good. Like, I read the book.
Yeah.
Like, which is, I never did for any other class except for social studies just because like, I was like, fuck it. I slept in this class.
Yeah. Well, because like I always feel like with social studies, like history classes,
my kids
like,
are so screwed whenever I have them.
Oh,
they're gonna fall asleep in every class.
You know
classes
scene,
are fucking boring.
You know that scene in The Incredibles 2 where like he's trying to do Dash's math homework?
Yeah,
and Dash
yeah.
is like, that's not.
Why did they make new math?
Why did they change it? Math is math. Math is math.
Math.
Like I want like
no. My kids are gonna go, Dad, can you help me with math? No.
Google it.
Google it. I don't fucking care. Look, they like
praise be to the Overlord.
Like,
okay,
son, I love you. They changed math.
They changed math. All right.
I don't know your math.
Back.
Why
in,
don't you teach me your math?
Teach me your math.
Ooh, thanks. Nice. Didn't taste good.
No.
At least the claw burps. I'm like, that was a,
yeah.
Like, yeah, this felt wrong and perverted.
So as we were saying, we have like an outline. You know, we got a bullet pointed list.
You're welcome, America.
Yeah, we're organized.
Bam!
For this one, we're organized. Episode 1.
Yes.
So it's a live episode.
So you guys know how just how we're going to do this, the structure of this. We're going to do episode 1, have a little mini break. Then
episode 2,
hit you with the hard 20.
And then we'll discuss
like...
The whole everything.
Like,
all
the
like, we'll give our takes. We'll be able to,
you know, give you guys the minutiae.
We're still playing this fast and loose.
You know, that's a classic.
We're still cool.
Yeah, we're still the coolest dudes in a Bachelor podcast.
Yeah, we're still the best of Batch Nation, baby. So
that's me giving you guys those like snapping points.
Finger guns, baby.
All right, now for that. Now after that audio poison.
All right. It's a live.
Felt
episode.
Perverse, didn't
oh,
it?
Oh God,
it was
yeah.
terrible.
And it's like it's a kind of burp where I can't even taste my last.
I'm not
meal.
Even happy.
Can't even taste my last meal. Like, you know, like you burp, but it's like,
ooh,
oh, yes.
Ooh, dumplings.
That was like, some good Chinese food.
That
I
was
had,
some,
but
yeah.
It's like, but this is just like, I'm just tasting this
I'm
clearly
just tasting
artificial
this clearly,
mango flavor.
This fucking terrible coronavirus seltzer.
I'm just going to like, knock on wood. We're not getting coronavirus.
No, we're not getting coronavirus.
We're very healthy boys.
We're,
like,
we're healthy boys.
It's Healthy Boy Wednesday.
Healthy? Like, it is Healthy Boy Wednesday.
So, like any finale, we have sort of the episode, and then we have the live part where Chris Harrison is in front
of the
live studio audience. Yeah, well, we have like the live studio audience who's sitting around with Chris Harrison watching this on a big old projector jumbotron.
If we ever go to The Bachelor,
when
we finally get to a finale episode live taping, we're gonna bring snacks, right?
If we can get a whole container of Target brand Market Pantry cheese balls in with us, just like that whole barrel,
we're gonna eat it as loud as possible, right? We're gonna make people around us uncomfortable.
Oh yeah,
bro, she's totally gonna just say no to him. She's totally gonna say no to him.
Just like the person next to her, just like
hey, what do you think?
What do you think of this?
What do you think of that?
Think he's gonna pick her? Nah.
He's like, nah, you gotta pick it.
Nah. Want some cheese balls?
Want some
no,
cheese balls?
These are for us.
These are mine. No, you can't have them.
So we're still in Australia.
Yes, have not left.
We have not left Australia. And it's time for the part of the show where the remaining two contestants meet the family of Peter Wonderboy Webber. It's time to meet the Webbers. Who do you think you are? I am. All right?
It's actually on their hearth as you walk in.
Yeah. Who do you think you are? I am!
Welcome to meet us!
Hannah Ann is first up.
She's the first one.
First one. She meets the family.
And it goes pretty good.
It goes great.
They made this seem like it was going to be the most dramatic meeting between Peter's mother and Hannah Ann. What I found so funny was that of course we know the producers gas it up to make it seem like there's going to be a dramatic thing. But even the conversation that they gassed up with dramatic music between her and Hannah Ann was like not even that dramatic in the preview.
Where's her actual recap?
She went. She said to Hannah Ann, you guys both need to make sure that you're being true to yourselves or something like, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, you can't compromise yourself for him and he can't compromise himself for you. And they made it seem like that was like, how could she say that to Hannah Ann? And I'm like, well, of course she said it to Hannah Ann. You would say that to anybody to make sure to be yourself.
Yes.
Oh, what a fucking travesty. And yeah, basically there's like nothing to report. Peter's mom loves Hannah Ann.
Everyone loves Hannah Ann.
Peter's
Hannah
dad
Ann, just that perfect,
loves Hannah Ann.
That perfect small bean. Just
bro,
everyone loves Hannah
I
Ann.
I want to tell you the fucking hilarious optic of Peter's father sitting down with Hannah Ann. Because it literally looked like he was sitting down with his daughter trying to have the relationship talk. It was awkward.
Yes.
He goes, Juan, sit down here, daughter. Let me tell you about the boy you're dating. It literally looked like that. It was awful.
Yep. Let me tell you about my boy.
Let me tell you about my boy.
Let me tell you about my boy.
I'm not going to lose my boy.
Can't lose my boy.
And
won't abandon my boy.
I won't abandon my boy. So basically what she says to them is like, I love your son. Your son is the best. I love him. I'm going to love him forever. I love you. I love everybody. I love everything. I'm Hannah Ann. I love.
And everyone is like, yes, we love Hannah
we
Ann
love
as
you.
Well. We love Hannah Ann. Hannah
love,
Ann
love,
loves
love.
Us. We love Hannah Ann.
We love. Love is good. Love is great. Let's all go and marry Hannah Ann.
Peace is nice.
Peace is nice. Love is great. So anyway.
Peace is better.
Peace is better than
chicken
and rice. So she leaves.
Some chicken and rice.
I would love some with white sauce.
Hot sauce, white sauce.
Barbecue? Hot sauce, white sauce. You put a little barbecue.
I put a little barbecue in there.
I like using my own hot sauce because I get the Chipotle hot sauce.
You're your fucking Cholula.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what I use instead of that hot sauce, dude. It's fucking delicious.
No, Cholula's
don't
good.
Knock,
yeah.
Don't knock the Chipotle hot sauce.
I'm not knocking the Chipotle.
I would
hot
also
sauce.
Use the Tabasco hot sauce.
You use Tabasco?
The Tabasco Chipotle sauce.
Oh, okay.
As I'm saying,
what about like a Sriracha?
Oh, I absolutely use Sriracha. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm just saying what I've used recently.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Also, when she sits down, the fucking hug he gives behind her too. Very awkward hug.
Oh yeah. It looks like he's like trying to like absorb her body into
you're
him.
Mine.
This is my Hannah Ann. My precious.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Not bad.
Thank you.
So that's basically like literally nothing happens.
Like we're trying to add more to this, but there just isn't more.
There
it's
isn't.
Just,
that's it. That's happened.
It's just,
over.
Hannah Ann is just a perfect ray of sunshine. Everyone loves Hannah Ann.
So you ready for the drama?
Huh? Now it's time for Madison to meet Peter's family. Keep in mind, she's already met Peter's family.
Yeah, exactly. So they know.
They know her already.
So if you don't remember, because it happened so long ago.
Hannah Ann got, not Hannah Ann, Madison, got the first one-on-one date all the way back in episode Uno.
Yes.
Where she was at Peter's parents'
vow renewal. Then last week, she got the rose. The week before, well, technically the last week. Oh, yeah, she did get
the rose. Yeah, she got the rose last week.
She got the rose last week, although she didn't necessarily want to be there. Although she got in full makeup to go over there, so she definitely made that choice well before.
Yep.
Just saying. She got there. There was all that drama last week from the drama of him being intimate with someone in the fantasy suite, Victoria.
It was Hannah Ann. It was Hannah Ann.
And Victoria.
He didn't have sex with Victoria.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. He used,
but
that,
she
used
kinda,
that back tag at target practice. But,
Jesus Christ. But Madison and Peter have, like, a conversation about what happened last week before going into meeting.
Yeah, so
parents.
She's like not even ready to go, and they just like have this
it's
very.
Like, before I meet your family again,
I'm hanging on by a thread.
We need to talk about how I said I don't want you to bang it out with everyone else, and you banged it out with everyone else.
And apparently, this conversation and all this took 3 hours.
Well, okay. One, yes. Two, like, the conversation may not have taken that long, but you think about, like, the cameras, the number of shots, all of that. That's what took 3 hours. Like,
right, the whole, it's like, the
like,
whole
I'm not,
thing
like,
took
like,
3 Madison hours.
Wasn't there, like, I need to waste 3 hours of these people's lives.
Oh, bro, that was so, no, not you. Sorry, I'm so sorry.
No, I know. This.
I just took a swig of the chair. It's just fucking terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm not happy.
It's not good.
Fuck you, Corona. You're no Powerade.
This is why no one likes you, Corona.
This is why no one likes you,
this
Corona.
This is the reason.
You're no Powerade.
Oh, I love Powerade.
Bro, you should have gotten Powerade.
It's just so
refreshing.
We should have cracked
the Powerade.
It's so refreshing.
Bro, Powerade, put out a seltzer.
Yeah. But where's your Powerade hard seltzer, guys?
Oh my god!
You know Monster makes like a sports drink now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Monsters and everything.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Onward and upward.
Unleash the beast.
Unleash that fucking Hannah
beast.
Still one of the best ideas you've ever had.
I know, right? So Madison is just like, all right, Peter, whatever. Whatever.
So the conversation doesn't go great.
No, it doesn't.
But it seems like it kind of like, he kind of like gets her to smile towards the end. It's like, all right, do you want to come in?
He's like, come on.
You want to come in, me, my baby?
I love you.
I love you. You love me.
Barney.
Let's all together and meet my family.
And then
meet
we
my
go,
mom again.
And then we go and meet some family.
And
who, boy, does this not go well?
Don't go great.
This does not go well. It's a lot of Madison kind of like trying to explain, this is what I said. And Peter was like, nah, whatever. And then Barb is just like, you know what? Fuck you, Madison. Peter, my boy, he fucks.
And you if don't... you don't aren't okay with my son who fucks, then you can fuck off.
My son is the bachelor who fucks, all right?
So he can fuck.
You've heard about the windmill, right?
It's like, his God-given right.
You know about the windmill, right? We applauded for that windmill. We were
four
there.
Times, Madison. Four times. That's a record in our family.
My boy, he's going on 5 times in a windmill next, all right?
Yeah.
5 times in a windmill. Who do you think you are?
I am. My son fucks. And you gotta deal with it. And I wish we were joking. Because in more words, she really says this.
Yeah.
She really says, hey, my son can do whatever he wants. He can fuck whoever he wants.
And it's like,
and
not
you
fair
have to be okay with it.
For you to
and Madison's
put your
like,
expectations.
Well, no.
Yeah.
And apparently she's like, says like, I really don't like, apparently she said like, I don't love your son and I don't actually love him and I don't want to be with him. That's what Barbara is pushing hard.
Yeah.
Yes. We'll get into more of that later.
We'll talk about
this
later.
That's a real thing.
We have a whole segment put aside for like sort of conspiracy.
For Barbara in general.
For
Barb.
Barb.
Barb. Barb.
So that's what Madison, they don't love her.
They don't love her.
They don't love her.
They don't love her at all. They're unhappy. Like Peter's brother, I think he even goes like, are you really okay giving up sex for like a while? And he's like, yeah. And Peter's brother's like,
Are you though?
You're definitely a sex addict.
Like you're the bachelor who fucks, Peter.
You're the bachelor who fucks. You're a sex addict, Peter.
Yeah. We all know about the windmill.
Let's talk about the vast difference between how good-looking Peter is and how not as great-looking his brother is.
His brother is...
Remember the difference between Becca Kufrin and her sister? Who's a attractive woman, but not as attractive as Becca? Like by a lot?
Yeah.
By a lot.
Like, Becca's like a... She's a stone-cold
She's a stone-cold
killer, like,
stunner.
Yeah.
Her sister's an attractive girl, but not Becca.
But Becca...
Becca's a stunner.
Ooh wee!
And they have a beautiful relationship.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not trying.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to like talk bad about someone. I'm saying let's be real.
Yeah. It's just a thing, you know. Some people they're like.
Some people get all the genes, baby.
Some people get the good genes, you know.
He's definitely Peter Senior's favorite.
Well, yeah, he's Peter.
He's Peter.
He was deserving of the Peter
him,
name.
He named him the Peter.
He was like, deserving.
I
of
gave
the
you
Peter
my power,
name.
Son. The other one could go fuck
Who
off.
Who do you think you are?
I am. I'm gonna miss saying that so much.
I know, right?
It's great. Okay, so Madison leaves.
Yep.
It's awkward.
And it's awkward.
So here's a moment that we've been waiting for.
Tell me.
It's finally time.
Finally.
We get to see who the fuck Barbara has been fucking crying about.
Okay. So all season, as we know, Barb has been, I'm not calling her Barbara ever. It's always Barb. It's always Barb. I don't like Barb. It's Barb.
Well, it's like the Chicago way.
No, I know, but Peter's not from Chicago.
I know, but I just, it's so funny to me.
All right.
Okay, I'll say Barb.
It's Barb.
Barb.
They have been showing this clip of Barb crying and telling Bring her home to us.
Bring her home.
This is what love stories are made of.
Bring her home to me, Peter.
Like a Winnie the Pooh character.
No, I was trying to bring her home, Peter. No, that's Eeyore.
That's Eeyore.
I was trying to do, what's that horse that talks?
Mr. Ed?
Yeah, it was like, bring her home, Peter. That's kind of more my Mr. Ed.
Okay.
But that was that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Peter's mom is sad.
Of course.
The minute she leaves, he sits down and she just fucking breaks down. Like sobbing uncontrollably.
Uncontrollably.
What you said.
Yes.
Uncontrollably.
Yes.
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 Doesn't stop.
No.
Like she's way more emotional than anyone needs to be.
Oh yeah.
And then basically just says like, hey, this one, she ain't it.
Yeah, Madison, she ain't it. We don't like this one.
Don't like this bitch.
Hannah Ann, oof, Hachi Machi.
Hachi, love her.
Love her.
Bring her home to us.
Bring her home to us.
So we all thought forever this was probably Madison or Hannah Brown. No one thought this was going to be.
It's neither.
No one thought this was going to be Hannah Ann.
Yeah.
Literally no one. And it's fucking about Hannah Ann. I love her. Bring her home to us.
Yep. Hannah Ann.
And we all went, wow, really?
Okay.
Okay. And I mean, she just, this is what love stories are like made of.
The girl who said Finasco?
Girl who said Finasco and drank champagne weird?
I thought it was Kelsey.
Her. No. Kelsey got the money shot.
Hell yeah.
She did the weird like, what?
Oh yeah, the twist.
Yeah, the weird twist thing.
Come on, baby.
Do the twist.
You know there's a sequel to that song?
It's The Shout?
No. It's called Let's Twist Again.
Let's, like we did last year.
Like we did last summer. Like we did last year.
Come on, let's twist again.
Like we did last year. It's a great song.
Oh, no. Yeah. It's a beautiful song.
I think part of it is because I think that song is like a Chubby Checker original.
Yes.
Whereas the original twist actually wasn't.
That's true. Yeah. Chubby Checker... phenomenal artist.
Oh my god, yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yep. So, Hannah Ann, perfection. Madison,
give
not
her
so much.
Up.
Give her those thumbs up. Now it's time for some dates, because we got that one last date.
Oh, and one thing that yes, you're right. Sorry, I'm gonna let you finish.
Your thing. I was gonna say
because it ties into Madison's first date.
Oh, hit me, yeah.
Because Madison, during their little talk with her, says she needs Peter to be a spiritual rock for her. And that becomes a very, like, big, like it's just like the producers definitely took that to heart.
Yes.
Because where they take her on her first date
is a rock.
Spiritual rock.
Yep. They go to a big rock.
They go to the big rock in Australia.
Yep.
What is it called? This is why we need a fucking producer.
Where's our... Hey, New Joe?
Hey, New Joe.
Oh, God.
Jesus. We are, like, I'm toning it down a little bit. You son of a bitch.
We left you out of the last episode for a reason.
We put you in timeout.
Back in your cage, all right? Back in your cage. You stay there till...
I want you to know, I wrote Big Rock in, and the first one is Australia. I'm glad that I'm not the only one who types it just like that.
Where's the Big Rock in Australia?
I didn't say where.
Yeah.
I just said Big Rock in...
Australia. Tell us about the Big Rock,
it's
Alan.
It's Uluru. I hope I said that right, and if I didn't, I'm sorry. Also known as Ayers Rock.
Oh, Ayers Rock. I know Ayers Rock.
Yes, that's the rock.
I know Ayers
at.
Rock.
Is a large sandstone formation.
When I went off to see Ayers Rock, I thought I'd buy a mango biscuit. Now I talked to several friends and said they really shouldn't risk it. They said biscuit mangoes, yes, but mango biscuits, that's a con. So I said off my little heels and I said off to prove them wrong.
That was tight.
Thank you.
That was tight.
Thank you.
Situated in central Australia, approximately 330 kilometers from Alice Springs. The site and its surrounding area is sacred to the Anangu, the indigenous people of this area and is visited by hundreds of thousands of people each year. Okay.
Okay.
So that's where he takes her.
Yep.
Spirit Rock.
Spirit Rock. And,
Doesn't go great!
This doesn't go great!
It's bad!
It's bad. This is... Remember that conversation where Madison was like, nah, y'all, I wanted you to not fuck, and you fucked.
And she still feels that way.
And I'm still not feeling great about this.
Bye! So that's pretty much really what happens. She breaks up with him.
Like, is there more? Like, I'm looking at the recap.
It was just sad. Like, they said nothing of value. All that really happened was she was like, I can't get over what happened. And it definitely wasn't good, like, with the interaction she had with her parents. So it all kind of compounds into Madison just being like, well, I'm fucking leaving. Sorry. Bye. And all. And there was a lot of bugs. Seriously.
Yeah.
They were trying to have this conversation, and every 20 seconds, they're swiping a fucking bug away from them. Disney, what the fuck?
Warner Brothers.
No, Disney owns them.
Disney owns ABC. Warner Brothers produces the show. Disney doesn't own The
Bachelor. Fine. Warner Brothers? What the fuck? You can't get them some goddamn bug spray?
Yeah.
Just spend some fucking money.
Yeah.
On this.
Get some off.
Did Tennille Arts take all of the money?
They took all the bug spray money.
Jesus!
It's because of the coronavirus that everyone's stocking up on bug spray.
Yeah, it must be what it is.
Yep. Okay, so... Madison's all like, nah. Peter's all like, please don't go. And Madison's all like, nah.
Well, I'm a piece. Sorry. Yeah. Bye!
Yep.
And she fucking dips.
Yeah.
And gets in a car and it drives away the slowest I've ever seen a car drive.
That car drove so slowly.
It just was like, alright, so,
We can't drive too fast because we'll kick up a lot of sand. And we don't that's bad for the cameras. So we have to drive really slow.
Literally half of a mile an hour.
Like.
So Peter's gonna really feel this.
It would be faster to walk, but we do have to use the car.
Right. And okay. So you're gonna have to know he's there for a while.
Yeah. Just don't look back.
Just don't look over
just
there.
Just keep looking forward, all right?
And Madison just leaves and she's like, yeah.
Yep.
She seems so emotionless after this. She does not seem like she really gives a shit. So after this bad, bad, dumb date.
Yep.
Let's do a really cute, fun date.
Yeah. So let's go to
Let's say an animal sanctuary.
Yeah, let's go somewhere nice and fun.
Play with some roos.
Play with some baby kangaroos.
Which is what they does with Hannah Ann. Literally like a day after getting his heart broken with the girl, he definitely would have fucking picked.
Yep.
If she was there. He also does not tell Hannah Ann that Madison's gone.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
Weird thing to do.
Weird thing to bring up, but it would like sort of just fuck up the structure of the show.
Everything, right. They probably said, you can't say shit.
If he did, exactly. Like
Mickey's probably back there and said, you can't say shit.
This is Warner Brothers, so it's
But he's
Yakko and Wacko and Donald.
You can't say anything.
All right. Pretty decent impression. Yeah.
Can I call you Babu?
Let's talk more about
Hello, Nurse.
You're just saying words from Animaniacs?
I love the Animaniacs. Yeah. No, you got a fingerprints.
No, we're not doing the fingerprints joke. They play with some baby kangaroos. He doesn't tell Hannah Ann that she left.
I just want to say this before we continue.
Yeah.
Those baby kangaroos are fucking adorable.
Oh, they're so cute.
The cutest fucking things I've ever seen in my life.
They're so cute.
Oh my god, they're so cute, I want to die.
Yeah, no, they're adorable.
I mean, Alex, I really thought about this. How fucking cute would it be if you and I held some baby kangaroos?
Be fucking adorable.
How fucking cute would that be?
Be so fucking cute.
If you and I were cuddling some goddamn baby kangaroos.
Be adorable.
Profile picture.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So Peter is just like holding himself together and...
Like barely. He does not say shit to Hannah Ann, but they seem to be having a nice time.
They seem to have a really
he's
sweet
really
time.
He's really trying to lie to himself that he should pick her.
Yeah, he's really like...
I have to make this show end somehow.
Yeah, like, if this doesn't work, I'm just alone. This doesn't work.
I have to make this
the
work.
The other one already left, so it's her, but he can't let her know yet. It's just her. Because when Peter got eliminated, Peter Krause, back on Rachel's season, it was after the date. So, like, there was nothing left but the rose ceremony at that point.
Right, so Brian didn't know.
Yeah, so Brian didn't know going into, like... Like, there wasn't, like Peter didn't go home.
Peter sent himself home.
It seemed kind of like on this, like, Rachel kind of sent him home, and Peter was like, well, okay. Like, it was like,
it's a little, okay, I'm gonna say 60-40.
Yeah, yeah, I'll play that. So, like, but there's still, like, date to go on. So Peter just there's had, like, date. His, like, heart date. Ripped out of yeah. his chest, and now has to go to Hannah Ann and pretend, like everything's good.
He's currently a walking corpse.
And, like, no, and like now, in his head, he's like, I have to marry this one, fuck.
Fuck, this is the one I didn't want that badly.
Yeah, but still pretty badly.
I love her.
Still pretty badly, though.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
Yeah. So they play with the baby kangaroos, and
it's
then they
fucking
go,
adorable.
It's adorable, and then they go and they sit by a big rock, and they and
more rocks,
more big rocks,
less bugs,
less bugs. Maybe it's a different time of day. There's yeah, no bugs yeah, out,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe they found the
bug spray,
the bug spray,
the cutter.
State. Yeah. So that was a fun date.
It was nice.
Yeah. That was a fun date.
And then it ends with them kind of getting together later that night. And Hannah Ann.
Yes.
Hannah Ann's feeling pretty good about everything.
Hannah Ann is in a beautiful dress in her hotel room. It is a beautiful dress. It's a little on the short side.
A little on the short side. Peter is in a casual sweatshirt.
Yep, he's wearing a hoodie that is not zipped all the way up.
Because he does not love her. He's not trying.
Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to dress formal for this?
Oh, I thought this was like a chill night in.
So like,
We weren't going to watch Love is Blind?
So, how formal is this actually? Is it a shorts or a pants thing? Peter, it's a pants thing. Oh, is there anywhere I can get a pair of pants?
Where's the nearest place that has free pants?
Where's
the...
Yeah. He walks up and they, you know, they have a little bit of a conversation. And we get the first highlight of this show at the end. Well, second highlight. The baby roos are pretty funny.
Baby roos are pretty cute. They have a nice conversation. They talk about how... They talk a little bit about, like, their future together and all that. And then Peter's like, all right, cool. I'll see you tomorrow. And then as Peter's getting up to leave, Hannah Ann... I'm not comfortable saying this. Why don't you take this one, Alan?
Hashtag Coochgate! Hannah Ann flashes her whole goddamn vagina to the world! And the producers left it in!
In fairness, it's not actually her vagina. We just saw the underwear she was wearing underneath the dress.
But the producers should have seen this! And should have not... It was there for 4 seconds!
We rewound. We rewound the tape and counted out.
And counted! Because I'm embarrassed for her. Now look, I have said some things about how attractive these women are, how their assets are wonderful. I didn't need this.
And to be fair, Hannah
Ann
is
fucking
gorgeous.
She's a beautiful woman. I didn't need that because that's not good.
Buckets.
Nice.
Nice.
I don't have a garbage bag in there though.
Well, that's fine. We can get it later.
We can get it later. But, do you want to finish it? I can't. I honestly can't.
Ugh, it's so bad. The cherry is awful.
It's real bad, guys.
Like, the mango wasn't good, but the cherry
at
is
least it had
actively
flavor.
Terrible.
And it's like, I can drink plain seltzer.
Yeah.
This is worse than plain seltzer.
Yeah. You know they make plain White Claw?
Yeah. Why? It's just white.
Why?
Why?
Oh.
Nice.
Thank you.
So... She flashed her whole vagina, and it was a thing not enough people talked about.
Yeah, no,
we, however...
People, we sort of led the charge on this on Twitter.
We could not believe...
Hashtag Hannah Ann's whole cooch.
Hashtag coochgate. Seriously.
Cooch zone.
Hashtag cooch zone. Seriously, producers, what the shit? How the fuck?
They played
this
girl
through?
Dirty. This poor
they
sweet girl.
They did this girl dirty.
This poor sweet girl. Who,
what dumb fuck was watching this and being like, yeah, that's okay.
That's fine.
Who missed this?
That's fine.
All of America saw this. You won't let them show enough butt, but you'll definitely let the full front of her underwear and vagina show. What the fuck? Like, you had that terrible editing in the bikini episode where they're all doing the photo shoot. And you left this in? Are you fucking kidding me? Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm good. Rant over for that one.
Okay, so that's pretty much the end
Hilarious, of... though. Hilarious moment of television.
That's pretty much the end of night one.
Yeah, basically.
So, at this point, like, Hannah Ann is aware that...
Shooketh!
Yeah, she's aware now that Peter, he's still...
His heart is torn. In two places.
And his heart is torn asunder. And he's just not, like, he's not completely confident about their relationship.
Which means, like, come on, girl, read the writing on the wall. He does not love you the way you love him.
No, of course not.
If this was Madison, he'd be like, I'm picking you tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's fucking you.
Yeah, but Hannah Ann's kind of like, okay, this is... Because also, keep in mind, she doesn't know Madison dipped.
Yeah, she still does not realize Madison ain't her.
Yeah, so... That's the end of night one.
That's it.
Now, keep in mind, this was a live episode.
This was the most bungus live episode I've ever fucking seen. There wasn't a single interview. There was just reminders that it's a live episode. But then, hey, people are here and they're clapping.
Yeah. And Chris Harrison would just, like, be like, wow, that was a shocker.
Wow, that was, you watched The Bachelor.
And, like, he's not even sitting down. He's still standing.
What's the fucking point of this? This was the most useless live episode I've ever seen because nothing happened. Usually you'll get like you couldn't even get fucking Ashley I to stop crying for 10 minutes to come and just talk about the season. You couldn't bring anyone in for this live episode just to like fucking make me like care.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
Sorry, that just it was so
yeah,
dumb.
Yeah, no, it was a real waste of like an audience, I guess.
For a waste of my time.
Now we do have a whole next night to talk about because
Great.
There is more to this.
But
Alan,
before
we do that, it's time for something very important.
It's my favorite fucking time of the podcast.
That's right, folks. It's time for coming up next on The Good Doctor.
That's right, everybody. It is our brand new fan favorite segment this week and coming up next on The Good Doctor. And Alex, tell me, what is coming up next on The Good Doctor?
So as you know, this is coming up next on The Good Doctor. It is the segment of the show where we discuss what is coming up next on The Good Doctor.
Based solely on the preview they show right before The Good Doctor during The Bachelor.
Exactly. This is, we've never watched The Good Doctor, and we don't plan to watch The Good Doctor.
Ever.
We're only watching the promos that last about 20 seconds or less while we watch The Bachelor.
Literally, that could actually be the theme song for the Good Doctor, and I wouldn't know.
That's not the theme
Otherwise.
Song for The Good
no,
Doctor?
No, it definitely is. It has to be.
That's the theme song.
Absolutely.
The
it's only about doctors,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, it's the Doctor
Perfect.
Show. So coming up next on The Good Doctor, Leah was special. Now, if you remember from last week, The Good Doctor was torn between two women.
One of them being Leah.
One of them was Leah.
She was special.
Leah was special. The Good Doctor wishes he was normal.
Okay, the one thing I do know about The Good Doctor, he has autism.
He is autistic, and we're not insulting that.
We're not insulting that. It's the words he said.
He literally says the sentence, I wish I was normal. He then states, I don't feel better. I feel worse. I'm going
That's
home.
Tough.
I'm going home.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
And then rock music is played.
That's true.
Yeah, they played like some rock music at the end of that.
And scene.
And that's what's coming up next on The Good Doctor, you know?
Awesome.
Oh, no, don't play another thing. Nice. I like how I don't even... I that's not editing. That's me just holding my phone near the microphone.
It works perfectly. That was a good little thing.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I put my phone back on the charger. Gotta get that juice. And we're back. Needed a break.
Quick pee break. Quick, you know, grab some water, whatever.
Grab some water. Grab some Diet Dr. Pepper. And now we're here to talk about the second half of this garbage finale.
And hoo boy, did shit get turned up to 11.
Oh, good lord. Okay.
I did not see any of this shit coming.
So, we pick up... cover my face. We pick up at a rose ceremony. Peter is preparing himself at the Palapa.
I need you to meet me in the Palapa.
There's one rose, and he's standing there in his suit, and he's getting all ready, and he's all like, okay. And he calls Hannah Ann's dad on FaceTime.
To ask for his permission.
To finally ask for his...
Hey, I told her I love her, and I'm going to marry her.
Hey, I told your daughter I loved her. I just real quick, I want to ask for your permission to marry your daughter. And Hannah and Mr. Hannah Ann says, okay.
Okay, and Peter just goes...
I really hope that picked up. I don't know.
If that didn't pick up, I hope it did. If anyone has ever watched the hit comedy,
The irreverent 2004 hit comedy film.
Napoleon Dynamite. There's a scene where Kip is bowling and goes, yes. Which is literally what Peter does when he finds out he can marry his daughter.
Just does like a tiny little fist bump to himself. Like, just, yes, all right, great. Can marry this girl now.
Can marry this girl now.
Yep.
I've got the permission.
So he's standing at the rose pedestal. And Chris Harrison shows up and says, Peter, we've just found something out.
This is another thing the producers all season have been like breaking down, that this is going to be the biggest fucking bombshell.
Yeah.
Of all time. I thought like Hannah Brown showed up.
I thought Hannah Ann died.
Yeah, she's in her room. And then we just see her lying
in bed. There's just
backwards.
A clip of Hannah Ann just lying in her bed.
Like, looking like she's dead. Like, and we barely go, she died? Like, what happened? Like, imagine, like, Peter, I need to tell you something.
I've only just found this out.
Coming up, Hannah Ann died.
She's dead.
She's dead, Peter.
But what he tells Peter is, I don't know if Hannah Ann is coming.
There's a chance she won't show up. She might not be here.
And Peter is just like, oh my god, okay. All right.
This is the big one!
Is anyone else
supposed to host? This is the big one, Pete! Chris, this is the big one!
And Peter like goes to like this like room and lies down, and he's like freaking out.
And a producer goes, it's gonna be okay. The producer we all thought he was, like, sleeping with, which doesn't happen.
And then Chris Harrison is just standing there. He's removed his jacket. He's just leaning on the wall. And he's just like...
Casual,
just
Chris.
Casual BizCaz dad. He's just leaning on the wall. And he's just like, oh, never mind. She's here.
Mistake.
No, oh, she's here. Never mind.
She's here. Never mind.
Okay.
So, and Peter just goes, oh.
Yeah.
Well, this was unnecessary.
This was unnecessary.
Let me walk the 10 feet out of this building to where I was going to propose to someone.
Peter goes back to the pedestal. A car pulls up. They don't do the feet thing.
Well, okay, they don't do the feet thing first.
Yes.
They do, they show her face because you're like, you guys fucking know it's Anna Ann.
They
show her feet.
They didn't do that for Brian.
They didn't, no, which I really thought they were going to do that for her. Because it was so dumb that they didn't show who it was and then just showed the feet. Like, of course it's fucking Brian.
Yeah.
I remember that being the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Hannah Ann gets out of the limo. Peter does this whole long thing where he just monologues about how much he loves Hannah Ann.
And he has...
And then he says, so Madison... Left a couple days ago.
I mean, this was the pause heard around the fucking world. I am positive he looked at her and said Madison.
I thought he called her Madison.
I'm sure he called her Madison. And then everything inside of his brain was like, whoa, no!
We
go
out the name!
No! Just tell her she loves his time! You fucked up! You fucked up!
He tells Hannah Ann, yeah, Madison left already. She's gone.
This was a long pause.
So, I love you.
So Madison left, so I love you.
So I love you.
The world's every woman wants to hear. On the day she gets engaged.
Yep.
Also, he has a ring from Neil.
Oh, yeah. Also, Neil gave him a ring and was like, this is a pear shape. And
we resurrected. This is a pear shape. And then he goes, yes.
And Peter goes, yes, you know shapes, Neil. Very good.
You know shapes. You can still retain some of the information.
Great, Neil.
From your previous lives.
Yes.
Also, what we forgot to mention, this is a live episode as well.
Yep, this is also
and,
a live episode.
We have two special guests so far.
Oh, we do?
Kelly's there.
Kelly's there for some reason.
She's just there.
She's
and so is Neil. With a briefcase, of which he shows you the briefcase, and it does not play further into this episode ever again.
Neither Kelly or Neil appear again.
Ever.
They're not asked to come to stage. There's nothing else happens again.
So Neil's here. Look at this briefcase.
This is my favorite briefcase. I brought it from home.
This is my favorite briefcase. I'm like, why the fuck are you here?
And also, pretty much for this whole episode, we have a little square in the corner, sort of like a picture-in-picture.
Yes, the
barb cam.
The barb cam, because Peter's whole family is here.
Yeah.
And they actually interact.
And we're just watching as Barb watches Peter propose to Hannah Ann. And she's not really emoting that much.
But just wait!
She's not waiting. She knows something's up.
She knows something's up.
So Peter proposes to Hannah Ann, gives her the final rose.
And let me tell you, Hannah Ann deserves an Oscar.
Oh.
Because this was some acting. What? I can't believe you're giving it to me.
Like,
I'm so happy.
Because a minute ago, Peter just called her by the wrong name.
I said, what? Madison left!
And yesterday, she showed her whole cooch to America!
Hashtag coochgate!
I feel like she was certain
at this moment.
She was certain in this moment she was about to get sent home.
For sure!
And then now she's got a pear-shaped ring on her finger.
It's pear-shaped. It's pear-shaped.
Thank you, Neil.
Also, I want to say, it may have been pear-shaped. This was a beautiful ring.
Oh, that was a nice
ring.
Neil has
made some gross, terrible, horrible rings.
Yeah.
That we've seen before. This one was gorge.
But this one was very nice.
Fashions.
All about the fashions.
Now, also, they had such a fucking shot when he opens the ring box that just opened Neil Lane. Oh, we get it, guys. Neil Lane made the fucking ring.
So they pop champagne, and they're like, we're engaged, yay!
One of the best shots where she's standing in front of him, and they're just like, yeah! That's it. We don't even get like we're hanging out for like some time. Like, they don't get like that honeymoon time at all.
And we get a shot. Peter goes home to his family, and he's like, I'm engaged to Hannah Ann!
And his mom has another mental breakdown.
Thrilled. She is beside
it
herself.
It wasn't the bitch!
Ah, you picked the right one, Pachi!
Pachi! Bud! They call him Bud too many times.
Oh my god. Barb calls Peter Bud as if it's his actual name.
She calls him Bud like he's a, like she's a, like an Italian mafioso. Listen, hey, Bud, let me tell you something,
Listen
buddy.
To me, Bud. You're gonna pick Hannah.
You come here, Bud. Let me tell you. Hey! It's like she's a shark.
Yeah.
From West Side Story. That's a better one.
I was going to say from Shark Tank?
No. Bud, I'm out. I'm out, Bud. Sorry.
So everything is wonderful. Everything is great.
Everything is awesome.
Everything is cool when you're part of the team.
Yeah. And now Hannah Ann's part of the team.
Like, they FaceTime her in and they're like, oh, my daughter, Hannah Ann, yes!
Yeah! So it's over now. Nothing happened.
So it's over now. That's the end of the episode. But mistake. Yakuza boss died. Yakuza very mad. I hide in fishing boat. I'm not going to do the whole thing. This bit is getting tired, I think.
But mistake happened.
Yes.
I'm okay if we don't do the full monologue. But mistake.
But mistake.
But okay.
So coming up next.
So we're going to have a live meeting. But mistake is staying in this podcast.
Yeah, no, of course. But okay. Mistake is still going to happen every episode. I might do that monologue every once in a while, but not every time.
Because the people we want. Did I get it this time?
Ooh,
no.
Yeah.
But I got a mistake. It's a fan favorite, but mistake. We can't take it away.
No, of course not.
It's one of the best bits we have.
So coming up next, coming this fall to ABC, is The Awkward House.
It's The Awkward House. This is episode two of The Awkward House.
Yeah.
Episode one was a couple seasons ago.
Starring Ari Leendijk Jr. And Becca Kufrin. Now, welcome to episode two of The Awkward House, where Hannah Ann arrives to The Awkward House.
A month later. They haven't seen each other in a month.
And
they've been in contact.
They've been FaceTiming.
Sexting.
Yeah. And she sits down on this couch, and Peter, like, grabs her leg in a really...
He grabs her and is like, here, put this on my dick.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, like, it was aggressive.
Yeah, it was.
For what's about to follow.
And he basically is like, yeah, I'm not, I can't do this.
We're not vibing.
Like, he, like...
You're serious, like, not good vibes.
Like, he basically admits, like, look, I recognize that you are giving everything you can to this relationship.
And I'm not giving you enough.
And I'm not... He basically says like, I still have unresolved feelings for Madison. I still have unresolved feelings for Hannah Brown. It's not fair to you, and I can't in good faith continue with this engagement.
Which may have been possibly true, but also is bullshit. But also, Hannah Ann for sure knew this going in.
Oh, of course.
She fucking totally knew.
Yeah. As Sean Lowe put it on Twitter, if there's a camera crew coming to your chill, relaxing weekend, it's not going to be a chill, relaxing weekend.
Well put, my friend.
Yeah. So Hannah Ann definitely saw the writing on the wall here, and she basically throws it back at Peter, and she's like, you know, you took my first engagement from me. Fuck you.
She rehearsed this. She rehearsed this fucking... This was too good to not be rehearsed. Like, you will not hurt anyone else. You will not
The damage is done.
Like, I literally sat there and said, she's going to say... Like, she's going to go, the damage is done, Peter. Oh, and then she fucking said it. Like, are you kidding
this
me?
This did seem more genuine than...
I mean, it was genuine, no, but no, she rehearsed on. The
it
words.
It seemed more genuine than McKenna's speech on the
tube. Oh, McKenna... Oh, McKenna's full of shit.
This seemed like...
I cannot stand her.
Yeah, like Hannah Ann, I am willing to believe that this was something of a genuine emotional reaction.
Every time McKenna speaks, she just has the my fight song playing in the back of her head. She's like, this is my fight song. I this is how I will represent myself.
So Hannah Ann gives Peter back the ring. She storms out.
Take your fucking ring.
She gets in the car, gives him a talk to the hand.
She gives him a real talk to the hand because she's a child.
Yes. And Barb is
Barb loving applauds it. This. That's how you know we're in for some shit.
Yeah.
But she storms out and says some mean things to her son, and she just told a woman that my son fucks.
Yeah. And Barb is like, yes, Hannah Ann.
She goes, yes, girl. You tell him everything. Fuck my son. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I remember saying that. I'm like, oh my God. Shit's about to get real.
Barb is...
She's unhappy.
She's not a happy woman right now.
Nope.
So now we go back to... Now we go to the live... We go to the stage. We go to the live show.
Peter's here.
Hannah Ann comes out. Her hair is longer to show that time has passed.
It's a joke you've definitely made before.
Absolutely.
which is so true, though.
Although, look,
her hair is longer to show time has passed.
And I'm going to throw this out there. Long hair... Good look for Hannah Ann. I like the long hair.
Yeah, Hannah Ann's beautiful. Like, she's looking like a fierce woman.
Hannah Ann is fucking stunning. I know.
Fashions.
And I know there's
that
like
red,
a
that
real,
red number. Perfect.
There's a real discrepancy between us talking about how attractive she is, and also mentioning that she's 15 years old. Just want to put that into perspective real quick. That's a joke.
Okay, she's actually 16 years old, guys. Come
she's
on.
23. And like. She does have a youthful look about her.
She has a youthful energy to her. Yeah. I love her.
Yeah. But yeah, no, she is a very attractive woman.
I'm a big fan. She's going to do great on BIP.
Yeah, wouldn't say
she's
no.
She's absolutely going to be on BIP.
That's debatable, I think.
She's absolutely going to be on BIP.
All right. You're right.
Now she's got to get that second engagement. Now that the first one's out of here.
Now the first one's out.
I mean, okay, I want to talk about that in just a little bit. fuck you. Like, okay, I get it's an important thing, but it's not like you got married.
Yeah.
Okay, you got proposed to.
Yeah.
It, sometimes shit don't work out.
Yep.
Make the next one better. Don't treat this. You're 23 years old, you dumb bitch.
Hannah Ann posted something on Instagram, which I did love.
Please.
It was a couple pictures of her wearing her dress from the final rose ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And she added the caption, "I used to call this dress timeless. Now I call it 60 Day Fiancé." It's like, hey.
But I'm saying, like, come on. Look. I get it's a big deal, but it's really not that big
it's
of a deal.
It's not that big. It's something. It is something.
It's something, but he didn't steal this fucking thing from you. It sucks. But it's not nothing to, like, really throw in someone's face. I don't know. I just think that's the thing she was able to throw in his face, and she used it. Fine, but it's not that big of a deal.
She had that, but I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other things she fucking says to Peter.
Right, that you should be mad about.
Like, some of them, like, were, like, real good.
But a hot tea!
Like, she points out, like, look, our engagement, it involved you, it involved me, it also involved Madison, and it also involved Hannah Brown.
Like, you're talking to all of these women while I'm engaged to you? You need to be a fucking man, dude.
Yeah, like, this is, like, and
bro,
she fucked up. And she even said, like, you, like, also, like, strategically chose not to tell me Madison had left until the last possible second. Like,
so I'm shocked there.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
like,
you're
you
right.
Put me, like, in a really shitty position.
That's what I'm saying. All of that, totally,
yeah,
the thing you should be focused on.
Just like, and
you
should have
focused
here
on that the whole time.
And we've been, like,
my first engagement, don't fucking matter the rest of it.
Yeah. But, like, we, and I think a lot of people are sort of, like, in this position, a lot, partially because of the editing, where it's like, we began this season, like, being like, Hannah Ann, what a goofy idiot. And now we're just like, yes, Hannah Ann! Fucking yes!
We flipped on her real quick.
Protect her at all costs. She's perfect, and I love her.
Was she using Hooked on Phonics that whole time while she was there?
Oh, my God.
Because she's really gotten much more articulate.
Yeah. Peter.
Well, she might have been using the Sylvan Learning Center. Because we all know Peter's a big fan. You know,
God,
that, you know that, right?
I forgot about that.
You know that, right?
Yeah.
If, okay, for all of our fucking 90s babies, if you know, you remember this commercial for the Sylvan Learning Center where the kid kicks over his skateboard because he's a cool 90s kid. He
Hell yeah.
And it's got his report card on it. And his mom goes, oh, a report card. Looks at it, turns and smiles, and he's like, yeah, you know I did it, Mom. Did it for you. That's Peter!
And that kid is Peter Wonderboy Webber!
100% Peter Wonderboy Webber! So he used his powers at the Sylvan Learning Center to get Hannah Ann to learn some fucking English before the final rose ceremony. And look, I'm going to give it to her the most credit. Other than the engagement thing, which I think is dumb. Everything else, 100% valid. And was,
yeah,
and was good that she said it. I stand her for this.
Yes, no, I'm here for Hannah Ann.
I can't wait to watch you on Pip.
Yeah. So Peter apologizes and Hannah Ann's like, yeah, whatever, dude. And she dips
some
out.
Some serious side eye.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Barb is just like, yeah, fuck you, Peter.
Yeah, fuck my son.
Yeah, Peter,
sounds
you suck.
Sounds weird that I said it that way.
Peter, you suck, Peter.
You suck, Peter.
Everybody hates you. Everybody wishes that you were dead. Cause Peter, you suck. Peter,
you suck.
Peter, your music is fucking terrible. Forgetting Sarah Marshall, remember
that?
No,
it was really good.
Yeah.
No, it was really good.
Yeah.
What a pull, Alex.
Thank you.
What a pull. Wow. How long have you been holding on to that?
Really until now. I was
really?
Like,
just hit you out of nowhere?
Yeah, yeah.
What a pull, Alex. Great job.
So now it's...
I think that's... Look. No more Wonder Boy. I think that's how you can end this.
That's how we end it.
Yeah.
He's not Wonder Boy.
Yeah, he's not
Peter, you suck. Peter, you suck.
Alex, you have to do it.
Yeah,
I think you have to do it.
I do.
Oh, shit. That's so good. What a good pull, Alex.
Thank you. So now Chris Harrison announces, I've done some meddling.
You don't know the inner machinations of my mind, Peter.
Oh, Peter. You thought this was over.
Daddy strikes again.
But now it's time for Chris Harrison to play his cards. Chris Peter, Harrison.
You've activated my trap card.
I've seen right through your cards, Peter boy.
I think it'd be Petey boy.
Yeah. Chris Harrison seemingly has taken it upon himself to go to Auburn, Alabama, and find Madison.
Roll Auburn.
And be like, hey, so, Peter got engaged to Hannah Ann. But they broke up.
Oh.
Because Peter still has feelings for you.
So we need to end the show, Madison.
Do you still have feelings for Peter? And she's like, yes.
Do you still have feelings?
And she's like, yes,
Peter?
I do. So you regret what happened in Australia. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Say it for
all
the
right.
fucking camera, Madison.
All right, time to go to LA.
I don't have my, I forgot my wallet back in LA with Lauren.
Can you pay for my ticket?
Can you please, yeah, this one's on you.
Pack your bags, we're going, but I need, what's your credit card number?
What's your credit card number? Flights are so cheap right now.
Flights are real cheap right now, like, it's not gonna set you back that much. I'll Venmo you as soon as I get my phone.
I probably didn't fly that far.
No, well, it's from Alabama to LA.
Oh, wait, Alabama to LA. Yeah, wait, that's real far.
Yeah, that's far.
That's the entire United States.
Pretty much, yeah.
Of America.
Yeah. So now we see Peter, who is just pensively staring at a pool. And apparently he was expecting Chris Harrison to show up.
He's just like sitting there ready to bro down with Chris.
Remember when Chris bro down with Nick?
Yeah, Chris and Nick bro down. They're friends.
Yeah, no, of course. But just like, we didn't get that.
Not enough bro down.
We didn't get that.
He was
that
Colton's
this season.
Dad.
Yeah.
He was Peter. He's just Peter's kind of like casual friend.
Yeah,
that
he's
Peter's
not,
like, wants to make a better impression.
But Peter is expecting Chris Harrison to show up. But instead, Madison shows up, and they're
You're
like,
here.
Yay!
I can't believe you came!
That's what she said.
Nice.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
And they kind of reconnect?
Yeah!
Wouldn't that happy to see each other?
Yeah! Yeah, they seem
I feel
like
for two people who, like, say they're in love with each other, they were really not that excited to see each other.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, I can't believe you're here. They hug and it's nice, but it's like also like.
Yeah.
So, they kind of like rekindle their relationship. And
so it seems.
So,
now we cut back to the live show.
And there's no more actual show.
Yes. Showtime is over.
Fully live show now.
All live show. So Peter and Madison are sitting together.
Madison, come on down!
On the couch. Peter and Madison are sitting together on the couch. Madison is really wearing a dress that says, Save Room for Jesus.
It is pink.
It's very pink.
Very pink.
And meanwhile, Barb's blood pressure is at about 200. Like, she is...
Yeah, she's in the red.
Yeah. Barb is fuming.
She's like... Like, she's just staring bullets. Through, like, if looks could kill.
Barb is unhappy with
she
the decisions
murdering.
Her son has made here today.
She does not like Madison.
She does not care for Madison. And Peter, and Chris is like, hey, Barb, what's going on up there? And Barb is like...
Well, he gives them the option to, like, are you guys going to, like, what are you going to do? And we're like, we're just going to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, we're just going to see
they
what
don't
happens.
Even say they're really in a relationship.
Yeah.
So he goes, Peter, are you two in a relationship? This is what I think. There's some shit going on here. He just goes, we're taking it one day at a time. I'm like, that's not fucking real, bro.
Yeah.
They're going to break up so soon.
Yeah. So Peter and Madison, they're not confirmed in a relationship. Barb is on fire. And, like, she...
Chris asked Barb
Chris
what
Chris Harrison is like, Barb, what do you think about this?
And Barb just goes, it's time for a heel turn.
Holy shit, Barb. She's just like, look, we were in Australia. We flew halfway around the world to meet this woman. And even though we had already met her.
Yes.
Meanwhile, she's outside with Peter having this long discussion about her expectations for their relationship that she's putting on him.
For 3 hours.
For 3 hours. And we were sitting in there waiting for 3 hours. And then she comes in.
She didn't want
to
come in.
No apology.
Someone to beg her to come in.
No apology. No nothing. Look. I know it. Peter's family knows it. Peter's friends know it. This relationship is not going to work out.
I know all it. Right? He knows it. All these people know it. You know
Fuck
it,
Fuck you,
Chris.
Madison. We do not like you, Madison. This is not going to work out. Madison, you're bad. And
she says he's going to have to learn through failure. Their relationship is not going to last.
Yeah.
Like, real said that.
Yeah.
And Batch Nation went,
oh.
Yo, this shit's a train wreck, but I love watching it.
Yeah. And Chris Harrison's like, hey, Peter's dead. You got anything to say? And he's like, how do you feel? And he just goes,
dad!
Yes?
Yes! And Peter's mom mouths something to him in Spanish that some people have translated to basically say, you say something bad about her.
Yeah.
Help me.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh my God.
Yeah, that man is sleeping on the couch.
That man did not want to be on television at that moment.
No.
Because he wants to support his son, but he also has a wife.
Yeah.
And does not know what to do. Chris, how could you do this to this man?
Chris is, like, just tearing families apart now. Like,
wow.
The soul of one man is not enough. He must Chris, have the soul of the entire Weber household.
How could you do this to this man? This grown man. Meanwhile, Peter's brother's just there like, thank God I'm not as attractive as them. Like, I don't have to be on camera anymore.
Meanwhile, on the other side of it, Madison does clap back.
She argues back during
this. She
does
defend herself. She's like basically saying, like, look, I respect that, like, this is your son and this is his journey, but keep in mind, it's also mine.
And the audience goes, yes, girl!
Yeah.
Yes, girl!
Like, I'm not going to compromise who I... Like, this is my journey to find love just as much as it is Peter's. Like, this is, like...
Which is fine to say. I think given the situation, I probably would have said something back
yeah.
to you. I think she handled herself well.
Even Peter was like, Mom, you need to chill.
Mom's like, it's like, Mom, like, this, I love her. Like,
yeah, it's like, Mom,
which
you need
he
to,
doesn't.
Yeah, like, Mom, you need to chill, all right? Just, like, give this a shot, all right, Ma? Like,
Ma, wait till the camera's off, you bitch. This will be resolved in a week.
And that's pretty much the end of the season.
Yeah, it's just shitty. And so then they go, all right, get the fuck out of here, guys.
So now it's time.
Really? It just unceremoniously ends. Chris just goes, well.
Coming up next, our bachelorette, Claire Crawley.
You don't get to see how this resolves.
This is done, all right? Next.
They're like, get the fuck off the stage.
Thank you, next. And Claire comes out. And Chris Harrison is like, so Claire, you're our new bachelorette.
I am the new bachelorette.
And Claire goes, yes, I am. And that's it.
There's 5 minutes left of this show.
And Claire...
No boys for you!
Claire and Chris Harrison and Peter's mom just stare directly at the camera for 5 straight minutes.
I wish I could told you what he asked, Claire. I don't know.
I can't.
Because it was just platitudes.
I was busy making a loaf of bread.
Real loaf.
It's a good loaf of bread. Yeah.
It's a good loaf, everybody.
Good loaf of bread.
But it was nothing more than like, are you excited? Yes. How excited? A lot.
Very excited. Great. See you in May. But after, on April 13th, the premiere of Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart.
God damn it.
We got no boys. We got some promos for Listen to Your Heart, which, like, whatever. We'll talk. We'll get to that. No big deal.
No boys yet.
We got no boys yet. They did.
Well, at this point in the week, we've gotten no boys.
Yes, but as of today, we have gotten
the
photographs of the boys. Which
got
they do.
Boys!
Do you know why they started posting the boys right after the season ended?
No.
It was specifically so if there's, like, shit on them, it can get dug up before they start filming.
That's smart.
Because they started doing
this. Because you know one of them is a racist.
Yeah. Like, they started doing that. Because they started doing that a couple years ago.
Everyone else do our job for us.
They did it, I think the first time they did it was after Rachel's season.
Yeah, because of the racist.
Because of the racism.
But they didn't do good with Garrett.
Huh? Yeah.
Or Victoria F.
Wait, yeah, but, like, that's apparently why they post, like, the identities of the boys very quickly. Like, they don't do any sort of big live reveal. We don't have bios or anything.
We're not giving
you
Chris points.
We just have, yeah.
Which, by the way!
A
5-point Chris pointer won!
Yeah, if we
accept... And 2 are in the finals!
If we accept that Hannah Ann was the winner of this season, which, let's be honest, no one won this season.
All lost.
Yeah, we lost this season.
Dirty garbage boy of a season.
Hannah Ann and Madison were both 5 Chris points. And I think that's very important.
High five. We're fucking geniuses.
Hell yeah. Chris points.
Chris points?
So, we do have a couple conspiracy theories that it's important to discuss. Number one. Remember Kelly?
Yes.
She was there.
She's just there.
Why?
I just read something recently that was posted on Facebook.
Yep.
That Kelly is actually in a relationship with Peter.
Keep on going.
Him and Madison are going to break up soon, and she's dating someone else already. And he's getting ready, they're getting ready to just let kind of this all go over, and then he's going to start dating Kelly officially.
Okay.
That's wild to me.
Yeah. We never once brought up Madison's fan Instagram failure.
Oh my God, that was so
This was
good.
Very early on in the season. Where it's pretty much implied Madison runs like a fan Instagram account for herself, because she accidentally commented on a picture on her own Instagram account as herself, just saying, "Wow, Madison, you're so genuine and pure. I love you." Like
as herself. It was so good.
And she like kind of danced around. She was like, "Oh, I had logged in Instagram on a friend's phone, and whoopsie."
Whoopsie.
Yeah. And then the last one is that this was all just like a wildly staged scripted thing, which
I believe it. But apparently, but Barb has been throwing out, sliding to people's DMs.
Let's talk about Barb.
Talking that she's like, no. Y'all don't know Madison. We know Madison. Y'all, this is, and like Peter's brother's been out on social media saying that, like, listen, this is reality TV. That's a fucking edit. Y'all don't see the person that we saw behind the scenes. She's shitty.
Yeah.
And not a good match. And we're not happy about it. And y'all need to know that she's really not a good person. And Peter's mom was like, just no, not happy about it.
Here's the thing. And again, I'm doubling down. Yeah. But we saw how, like, Peter's dad was pretty much whipped. You know.
Whipped.
It's... like, if Barb is against Madison, it's very likely she has turned the entire family against her.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, just like, no, now you, other boy, tweet about how bad Madison is. We're turning the whole world against Madison right now. We're getting, fuck Madison, sick of her.
Maybe there was a producer that was with them the whole time.
Yeah.
That was just feeding them negative Madison information.
Maybe.
Oh, my God. It goes all the way to the top.
Yeah, maybe it was Chris Harrison himself.
Barbara, I need to tell you something.
Barb. He calls
Madison.
Her Barb.
Barb?
Barb?
Madison? She's no good. I'm going to tell you that right now.
It's very likely.
It's the final insult tonight.
But yeah, this season wasn't great.
Garbo!
It's just...
that was really... like I can't believe we're sitting here. Usually we'll at least be happy for two people.
Yeah.
I can't even be happy for them. Because I don't know what the fuck happened.
Like, at least Cassie and Colton, I'm just like, all right, they found
And they're still
they,
together.
They
they're clearly,
love.
They,
right,
they clearly
right,
love right. each other.
Hannah Brown was like, yes, I'm an independent woman. I'm going to go win Dancing with the
Won
Stars.
Won my mirror ball.
Yeah, like, fuck yeah. Like, it was like, okay, yeah, she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Even Ari and Lauren were like, okay, they're doing all
they've
right.
They've got a kid.
They've got a kid. They're married. They have a kid. This was just like, well, Peter's, all right.
It's over.
It's over.
It was the most unceremonious ending
yep.
I've ever seen. Not even a good send-off for them.
Yeah.
Very unhappy.
Doesn't
just
paint
like,
really anybody in a great light except Hannah Ann.
Which, if anything, this would have been the time to announce her as the Bachelorette, but I'm glad we're going
older. I'm glad we're going older. We have someone on this season coming up who is 42 years old.
Look, that's an older boy.
That's an old boy.
Silver Fox boy.
Oh, God. I'm so excited to talk about boys again.
He's a pretty strong boy.
Oh, I'm so excited to talk about boys,
guys,
though.
These people, for the next season,
oh, so ready to
only
talk about boys.
Boys.
So ready to talk
only
about boys.
Boys.
Oh, these boys. These rowdy boys.
So, on Facebook, as we said before, you can go see pictures of these boys.
All the boys.
And I want to say, only 9 boys are 30 and up.
Yeah.
All the other boys are less than that.
Sub-30.
Sub-30 boys.
So we do have some young boys.
There's a 23-year-old boy.
That's a young boy.
He's not lasting.
No, he's
going
to be... Look, I think they did have to cast some young people just so we didn't have a bunch of 40-year-olds on BIP.
Like, that's literally what I thought, too. I'm like, they had to cast young people so when they inevitably kick them off the show, if they have good personalities, they can put them on BIP.
Yep.
So there isn't a bunch of older men just chasing these young women on BIP. Oy vey.
All right. Do you want to do Play of the Game? I feel like that's the season. Do we have anything else
that's
we need to
season,
say?
That's the season, and I'm like upset that that's the season.
That's it. Like, it just feels so anticlimactic.
But this has to end the same way that ends, because it's just anticlimactic.
Yeah.
It's
right.
it.
play the game. Let's go. All right, Alan, you got to play the game for me.
I mean, I think, well, we already know what one play of the game is. We discussed this.
Yep.
And it has to be one of the plays of the game. And it's Coochgate.
We're giving a play of the game to Hannah Ann's whole cooch.
Hannah Ann's whole cooch. It has to happen.
Yeah.
Look, it's just so ridiculous that it was there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It gets a play of the game. Good for you. Well, I'm not good for you. I'm sorry it happened.
This is going to be a controversial play of the game.
Please fucking hit me.
I'm going to give my play of the game to Madison and Peter.
Yes.
For both, like, clapping back against Peter's mom.
For like, going against his family.
For, like, Peter being like, mom,
for
chill.
For
like,
creating a blood feud within his own family.
Yeah, like, look, Barb, like, whatever's true about Madison, whatever. But, like, I do think Barb crossed a line here.
Yeah, I agree. Save it for off camera.
Yeah.
I don't think it needed to be. I don't think your dirty laundry needed to be aired the same way.
Yeah.
I think what Barb could have done is like, look, we had some issues, and I think it's best that we talk about it as a family, and I hope that we can
agree.
Really push together in a positive way.
Yes.
And I think that would be the better way to do it.
Yeah. Instead of publicly
like,
attacking
I don't fucking
somebody.
Like this girl.
Yeah, instead of like publicly destroying someone on live television.
Which like how awkward must it have been for the people who were like sitting in front of her just
yeah.
like
which like
oh my god.
If we put aside for a second that like Madison might just be a horrible person, like
she might.
Like she might be like we don't know, but like
I don't know her.
But like her like defense of being like this isn't just about like Peter's journey to find love. This is also mine.
Like if you want her to have a bad edit, don't say that and make her look better.
Yeah, like they
you
made
helped
Madison
her
look
here.
Like, yeah, like Madison like yeah, like people are like rooting for Madison after watching that.
But I think as more information comes to light, I think people are like, oh.
Oh, no.
Maybe
no, people
not.
Could easily turn around on that. But I'm just saying the way that they
it was portrayed,
presented
yeah.
themselves at that live show, which, again, wasn't edited because it was live.
Right.
Like, that was good. Barb was out of line.
Absolutely out of line. She was like, she had a few too many.
Yeah. Which, like, look, we watch this show. We drink when we watch this show.
Of course.
How can you not? You got to pop those claws.
You got to distress.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's...
It was wild. It was wild.
Yeah.
This episode was terrible.
Bad one.
This was the worst, a terrible season. But boy howdy, was it good TV.
Oh my yes.
We were watching intently.
Yep.
This was some TV right
This was some television that we watched.
Loved it.
Loved it.
Hated it though.
It's awful. This is something that we need to justify all the time. This show is bad.
Like, but this was like an extra level of bad.
Yeah. Like we know that this show isn't good.
Right.
But we enjoy like we like
well,
it's,
no. It can be bad but still enjoy it. Like
yeah.
Thankfully I was able to enjoy it because of this whack drama.
Yes. So that's it. That's it.
We did it.
Yeah.
Another fucking season of The Bachelor / Bachelorette / Bachelor in Paradise.
We've never actually covered
in
Bachelor
the books.
Paradise. We've never
But I'm just saying it's possible.
Yeah.
Anything is possible if you believe, Alex.
So now that this season is over, I think we need to talk about Amber and Barnett and Mark and Jessica.
No!
This is we're talking about Love is Blind now.
It's a Love is Blind podcast.
Bros before pods.
Bros before pods. blind bros.
This...
Two blind bros.
I'm
going to have to marry this guy after I've talked to him on this podcast for in 4 months.
Oh, God. Love is Blind.
That's how we do it. We have to get married. It's illegal. It's legal now in New
York.
Yeah,
it's true.
We have to get married after our 4 months of doing that podcast together. But we can't
see
each other. I
can't
know what
you
look
like,
Alex.
No, it's true. And the first season of this show, we did remotely almost completely.
Yeah, we have to do the whole thing remotely.
Yeah.
Hi, Alex, I cannot see you.
Yeah. Like, it actually took us a while to realize, oh, wait, we can, like, Skype and have, like, a video chat. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't have to be all audio. Like, we can actually see each other while we're doing this
Yeah,
still.
I know. It's very funny.
Yeah. So, just to keep things completely transparent, you know, we haven't made an official decision yet about whether or not we're going to cover Listen to Your Heart. We will 1,000% be covering The Bachelorette when it starts at the end of May.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Boys.
Because we've got boys. Listen to Your Heart is
It's the music one.
It's the music one. Jet is furious. It's up in the air whether or not we're going to cover it. We might do a retrospective episode. We've got some math we got to work out.
I can confirm right now, as I've just seen Reality Steve posted, Bachelor Summer Games is canceled.
Yeah.
Thanks, coronavirus.
Yep. Ruining my favorite thing of the year that I've never seen. Great. I did enjoy Bachelor Winter Games.
No, I'm sure it was really fun. I'm just saying it was...
It gave us Yuki Poyo.
Hey, I love her.
Yeah. Let's finish this. Let's call it a day.
It's all done.
This season. So basically, my point with bringing all that up is...
we're going to be away for a little bit.
Don't expect a new episode next week. It's
just the way things go.
If we do decide how we're going to be covering Listen to Your Heart, we'll post it on our
social media.
I'm
complaining about it, but I'm leaning towards doing it.
Yeah, me too.
Just for the lols.
Yeah. Because this is the first time it's
happened. I'm sure I'm going to hate it so much. So,
oh, yeah.
May as well have some fun with it.
Yeah. We don't know what our plan is yet. Once we figure it out, we'll disperse information across our social media platforms, which you can follow on Twitter and Facebook at
nice
Final Bros
segue.
Tonight. Thank you. All the links will be in the description for the episode. If you're listening to us on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, because iTunes isn't a thing anymore, give us a like, give us a rating, give us a review. We love that shit.
Please, please, please. I genuinely would love to see some of our ratings and just know that we get some more subscriptions and some 5-star ratings. I say this to everyone who I recommend the podcast to, but it actually is good for us if we want to become a more, seen and listened to podcast, getting those ratings and getting those 5-star reviews and anything like that really, really helps.
It does
help us to be visual. Visible. And it's really it's very helpful. So anyway, you can just share us with your friends, share us with your enemies, share us with your lovers.
Yeah,
let them know we're funny.
Share us with your lovers. I didn't like how that
share
sounded.
Share us with your lovers.
Didn't like how that sounded. Oh God! All right,
make
well,
it a whole thing. It'd be yeah, nice. Yeah. I'll make a brisket.
Yeah, I'll make a mac and cheese.
And a brisket.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Invite us over. We'll have some rosé.
Yeah. But in the meantime, guys, we'll see you soon. We love you too. I'm Alex Toy.
I'm Alan Moss.
If you did not receive a rose tonight, Madison, take a minute. Say your goodbyes.
You see that? Peter, you suck!
No, you're, now you're gonna throw off the whole editing thing.
That's a good idea!
It's a good idea, but now I'm gonna have to wait until
suck.
After this.
Hey, Peter, you suck!
Peter, your music is fucking terrible. Peter, you suck! Peter, you suck! Peter, you don't do anything of value. Peter, you suck! Write some music, but instead you sit and write these bullshit songs. It's so self-loathing. Go see a psychiatrist. I hate the psychiatrist. Well, go see one anyway. I don't like the psychiatrist. You need to go see one. See a psychiatrist. I'm not going.